Like the man with the skinny cows.
Yeah.
Hit him in the head, face with her tail, so he tied a brick on it. Next time the tail stood still, the whole cow came around.
I stand still, Bessie, or Bossy, or Molly, or Nell. We had all of our cows named after everybody we knew.
Did you ever use the word saw?
Saw, yeah. That meant stand still, mm-hmm. Quiet.
What did you tell him when you wanted him to move a leg, or is this another one of these unmentionable words?
We usually hit the leg that we wanted with our knee or our elbow, and just poked it, and they'd move it back. But I don't remember ever saying anything.
Maybe it's just as well.
No, I mean, we ain't never had a special term for it that I remember.
Did you ever call your calves in?
The calves?
Uh-huh.
No. What does somebody usually say about that?
Sioux calf, Sioux calf.
Oh, yeah, Sioux calf or Sioux cow, yeah. Sioux.
And just Sioux, Sioux?
Sioux. I don't know. I had no idea how it was spelt or how it was pronounced, but Sioux calf, Sioux calf, Sioux calf.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, or Sioux calf, I don't remember anything that was ever like that.
You know what would be funny? Well, it would be funny in a strange sort of way, take an American farmer, American dairyman, put him over in a Russian farm, all by himself, take the Russian, bring him over here, oh, those poor cows and those poor men.
But you know that you can go just drive down the country and whoo, whoo, and every cow in the pasture will move. So evidently the farmers around the country use that same sound.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a man who said he always used his pickup horn. Oh, it worked fine. He had an international pickup.
So
he
changed his horn.
Well, even then it worked fine. Got a new pickup, got him well trained. That'd be doggone if the guy in the next pasture didn't get the same kind of a truck. And he'd get out there and beep, and all the cows would come up. So this man went down and bought a new horn.
After we get off this tape, I'll tell you a story about a deal just like that.
They're left to their own resources, can't they?
Yeah, yes, it certainly can.
What do you keep pushing down there? Oh, there are two little felt pads out here, and they get loaded up with this iron oxide, and they just chatter and howl on there when the tape goes across.
Oh.
But if you poke them, you can change the position, and they won't squeak.
Oh.
I've got to get some new ones and replace those, but I don't know where to get them. Maybe I'll find some tomorrow. What would you say to pigs at feeding time if you wanted them to come in?
Suey.
And sheep?
I don't know.
How about chickens?
Chick, 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 chick. So I don't know.
If something is fairly close and somebody says, how far away is it? Is it far? What would you say? No, it's just...
Just a little ways. We're over yonder.
Is over yonder common?
Over around here, over yonder was. It always seemed funny to me. Oh, it's just over yonder. Mm-hmm. Just a little ways over yonder.
Did you use that as a boy?
No. My dad always, he taught us kids how to give directions.
What if something isn't close and somebody says, is it far?
Oh, it's quite a ways over there.
Mm-hmm. When I was down around Hugo, going down in the southeastern part, it was out yonder. Not out yonder, but out yonder.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the people around here, oh, it's way out yonder. Mm-hmm. Now, that was quite a common expression here, and it is to a lot of people now, especially country people. Oh, it's way out yonder.
Mm-hmm. I heard a chonder today.
Yeah, out yonder.
I forget just where it was, but it was there. When you